who tuned in. My friend Zoe in Lakewood and my parents, New York, Pennsylvania. Shoutouts to Rick in Fort Collins. Keep it locked for Ann Marlowe here on Smash It Back. An hour of classic punk and other junk on your community-powered radio station, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'll be back with you July 10th. In the meantime, please be good to each other.
When you're black, you're punk rock all the time.
Welcome to Smash It Back on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Tonight we'll be continuing the Juneteenth celebrations here on KGNU by highlighting black artists who have contributed to the punk scene, so stick around for more on that a little later in the show. But to start things off, I've got a few songs here about racial injustice and inequality, something we are still struggling to solve some 150 plus years after the Emancipation Proclamation.
We'll be right back. paying our bills. We've been knocking now it's go. Fight straight friends, but I'm afraid to fall. I'm afraid to fall. I'm one love for them. One love for them. One love for them. Another love for us. One love for them. One love for them. One love for them. Another love for us. One love for them. One love for them. One love for them. Another love for us. One love for them. One love for them. One.
Yeah. pills doesn't make you feel real strong. Even though you know it's wrong, check your conscience, friend, 'cause the evil's got to end. Nobody better than people don't understand when they're gonna live their life. Everybody proves they cry when you feel the dead races and there's the night. I say nobody better than
support comes from No Credits Productions, LLC, presenting Destination Freedom Black Radio Days, a podcast series that examines modern-day stories about police violence, immigration, and gender bias. The series offers profound stories, community conversations, and a musical guest. Destination Freedom Black Radio Days series can be found wherever podcasts are available and nocredits.com.
Hello, you're listening to Smash It Back, Classic Punk and Other Junk here on KGNU. I'm your host, DJ Marlowe. We started off our Juneteenth celebrations tonight with the band Nausea. That was Smash Racism from a collection called The Punk Terrorist Anthology, Volume 2, 85 to 88. Next up was London band Foreskins with One Law for Them, One Law for Us, which came out as a single in 1981. Then we heard DOA with Race Riot. That's originally from the 1985 album Let's Wreck the Party, although the version I played was the squeaky clean radio version. Then we heard The Kids with Fascist Cops from the 1978 album The Kids. Next up was DRI with Equal People, Cause for Alarm with United Races, The Minutemen with Boiling, and UK band Doom. Prejudice breeds hate, hate breeds trash, trash breeds trash. Those are pretty much all the lyrics to that one. And closing out the set, a little something I found on the farthest reaches of the internet. That was Charm Dogs from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, with a catchy little tune called Racism Ends Tonight. That was released back in 1986 and apparently didn't do the trick. Here we are, still trying to even the playing field 34 years later. Okay, so punk rock is normally associated with angry white guys, but even back in the heyday of early punk, there were a few black trailblazers who were willing to join the fray. We salute these men and women of color who defied cultural stereotypes and shook things up. Our first band here is the first and only mixed-race punk band from South Africa, who gained a cult following in their homeland despite the daily struggle and often dangerous task of trying to play shows in segregated South Africa in the late 70s and early 80s. Their single International News skewers state censorship, the war in Angola, and suburban life, all in 3.5 minutes. Let's check it out. Here is National Wake with International News. We'll be right back.
blanket over their blanket. They put a blanket to suffocate it. They put a blanket to suffocate. International news. International news.
Really? Looking at all night, bright and all bright, who will you be tonight? Around the reason, who killed?
Okay, welcome back. We are celebrating Juneteenth tonight by spotlighting Black artists who made their mark on the early punk scene. After National Wake, we heard punk icon Polystyrene and X-Ray Specs. That was I'm a Poser from their defining album Germ-Free Adolescence from 1978. After that was Detroit proto-punk band Death, who were criminally overlooked until Drag City put out a compilation of recordings in 2009, and then a 2012 documentary, A Band Called Death, put them rightfully back on the map as the visionaries they were. That song, Rock and Roll Victim, was recorded in 1975, if you can believe it. After that was New York City oi band The Templars, whose founding member Phil Rigaud is still active in The Templars and in the punk scene today. Next up, we heard Pure Hell from Philly, hailed as the first all-black punk band. And last but not least, there was the Wesley Willis Fiasco, truly a one-of-a-kind artist. Maybe nobody else in this whole show embodies the spirit of punk and being an outsider more than Wesley Willis. The song you heard there was a cover of Duran Duran, of course, Girls on Film. And I didn't manage to work in a track from the Dead Kennedys, but wanted to be sure to recognize the contributions of the legendary D.H. Peligro, still kicking ass behind the drums to this day. And that brings us, of course, to Bad Brains. Not much to say that you don't already know about Bad Brains. Obviously one of the most influential punk bands, period. So tonight we're going to celebrate their influence on so many bands over the last 40 years. Everyone from Minor Threat and Bad Religion to the Beastie Boys and the Roots. I've assembled a few Bad Brains cover songs for you here. I tried to stick to pretty faithful covers for tonight, but in searching for tracks, it became very clear just how far-reaching their influence has spread into genres you'd never expect. This could easily have been an all-grindcore set or all-reggae or even all-pop. But, of course, we're sticking with all-punk for tonight, for the most part. First, let's hear a clip from Dave Grohl explaining the influence Bad Brains had on him. And then, just for kicks, the band themselves doing a cover of the MC5's Kick Out the Jams with Henry Rollins on vocals.
There weren't too many kids in the hardcore scene that weren't influenced by Rock for Life. You had to have that record. You had to know that record. If you didn't know that record, your other punk rock friends might be a little suspicious, you know, like. I know every drum lick off of that record, and I have since I was 14. I knew every single one of their songs front to back. And from listening to Earl. Didn't flail around like a lot of the spazzy and white punk rock drummers like me. Like, Earl was like Bernard Purdy or something, you know? He just had this thing. He just seemed like it was nothing. Like, whatever. I'm just killing him. Who gives a shit? I still use a lot of the tricks that I learned from Earl, still to this day. I listen to Nevermind, and there's little fills here and there that I just took from Earl. Listen to How Low Can a Punk Get from that Rap Music for Rap People compilation. And listen to the intro of Smells Like Teen Spirit. They're not exactly the same, but it's close. And that's where I learned how to do it. So. They were a huge influence on the whole band. Yeah.
puppies of pride, puppies of wisdom from our heart.
Bye-bye.
All right. Welcome back. We wrapped things up with a little mini tribute to Bad Brains there. You heard a whole lot of cover songs, so I'm just going to run through them quickly. We heard Genki Genki Panic with Super Touch, Jingo De Lunch with Pay to Come, German band Kein Haas Da with Billigflug or Attitude. They actually covered the entire self-titled Bad Brains album, but in German. Next up was Wally with I, kicked off the street with Right Brigade, and John Frusciante at the end there with an acoustic version of Big Takeover. And we'll close things out with the band themselves. No substitute for the real thing. Thanks for listening. Happy Juneteenth, everybody. Keep fighting the good fight. We'll see you again next week, 11 p.m. for Smash It Back.
Fort Collins, you're listening to KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins. Big thank you to DJ Marlo, who had that great Smash It Back show just wrapped up. Hope you are having a great Friday night here, I guess now technically Saturday morning in Boulder. My name's DJ Adam. I'll be taking care of you guys till 3 a.m., then after me, hey, as of right now, it's nobody, so if you ever wanted to be a DJ, now's a good time. Anyways, we're listening to Tnarawin right now. Hope you enjoy. We'll catch you on the next break.